In 1987, Resistencia in northern Argentina was a typical modern-day South American city. With a population of 400,000, Resistencia was known for its large middle class, successful education system, and a proud religious and political heritage. Yet with most in the city, the gospel was more like a legend than a powerful fact of history that could change a heart. People lived unconfronted with the fact of their sin, as the church was divided across denominational and ethnic lines. 68 of the 70 congregations in that city had formed from church splits, and believers only made up 1.5% of the total population. Then in the fall of 1987, a small handful of pastors began to cross the barriers by meeting regularly for prayer. Fervently seeking the Lord, this small group began following the outline for unity in Paul's letter to the Church of Ephesus, which history records as leading to the salvation of nearly everyone in that city. Months went by as the prayer meetings began to swell with seeking pastors. While worshiping the Lord during one of the prayer meetings, the Holy Spirit swept into their assembly, and the call went from the platform for repentance and reconciliation between the leaders. The walls of pride began to crumble. A heart for one another was birthed within the leaders, and a spontaneous communion was held, the first of its kind outside the four walls of any church building in the history of Resistencia. And because it was an impromptu communion, they had to use orange juice and crackers. In the middle of the communion, two pastors who had even preached against each other for years from their pulpits, one a Baptist and the other a Pentecostal, sought each other out, meeting in the back of the room, and while falling to their knees, embraced one another, weeping, asking and receiving each other's forgiveness. What years of prideful dialogue could not accomplish, God's presence did in seconds. The love of God was realized and the healing of relationships followed. Prayer became the passion of the church leaders as they began to see themselves as one body, the Church of Resistencia. Unity ran strong, especially among Baptists and Pentecostals. And like the early Church of Ephesus, the Church of Resistencia was about to see a genuine move of the Holy Spirit throughout their city of 400,000. Following the Ephesian outline, leaders first dealt with their own various forms of disunity, addressed in chapters 2 through 5. All this was done before any effort was made to take on Satan for the souls of Resistencia. When the unity was established, chapter 6 became a reality. Worshiping in the presence of God produced unity, and that unity produced an enthusiasm for souls, which took root in the hearts of the church leaders. Leaders began to cry out for souls, and their congregations followed their lead. A practical plan was implemented, which set up lighthouses of prayer throughout the city, covering 635 neighborhoods. Churches worked together in local crusades, held round-the-clock prayer meetings, preachers swapped pulpits, and morale was running high. And then it began to happen. Like dominoes, neighborhoods started to light up with the presence of the Lord. The lost became eager to attend worship services. And a spiritual explosion rocked the city of Resistencia as souls began to pour into the church building. The church grew from 70 congregations to over 200 in 1 year. With growth at 500% over a two-year period, and within a few years, nearly 390,000 people had surrendered their lives to Christ. Revival fires continue to sweep across Argentina to this day, with city after city being impacted with the gospel of the resurrected Christ. It all happened and is happening around the world because God's people are humbling themselves and seeking His heart.